Well, good morning, good evening to some, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Inspired to Pray. Well, I've been up for a little while, y'all. I already knew that I was going to be praying on this topic last week. And, you know, it's a topic that I feel like people are shied away from. They don't want to pray about it, but, oh, if you're in here today, we're going to pray about it. The devotion that I'm using today is my devotional. If you don't know, I am a published author. I call myself a well-renowned. Everybody just don't know it yet, but yeah. Anyway, it's coming from my first devotional, Single Wife, Single Life, My Story, My Triumph. And today we're going to be praying about love relationships. And when I talk about that, I'm specifically talking about people who desire to be in relationship, people who want someone to love, amen, someone to share their life with, just asking God to guide us through this process, amen. And so the scripture focus, let me get to it. I should have had it, actually I did have it open, but okay. The scripture focus is, I believe it's First Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Now, I've read the scripture so many times, you all, time enough to know it by heart. And as I read it this morning, I was like, Am I ready for this? Was I ready when I thought I was in love? When I thought about it saying that it keeps no record of wrongs, I was like, it keeps, do I still? And I don't know, you know, I'd be still holding. Like, I remember when you did, you know. It is not self-seeking. How many times, Lord, have I said, forget it? It's all about me. It always trusts. I said, Lord, I don't know about that, because you know what they did last time. Always hopes. It made me think, y'all. It made me think that when we ask God for these love relationships, are we ready for that love relationship? So as we go into prayer, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, are you holding yourself accountable to the scripture that we also want people to show toward us? And that is that love truly never fails, and it never fails because of these characteristics. Do you have them all? Are you ready for love? Also in this devotional this morning, it talked about that when you are ready for a love relationship, you really have to get your mind set to choose to love. Because how many know, if you've ever had a relationship, you know that sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes you just want to throw the whole thing away. It's just trash, right? But when you are asking God for a love relationship, you are saying that even in the hard times, I'm going to choose to love this person. I'm going to choose to pick up the phone and call them when they're not calling me. I'm going to choose to forgive when I felt like this was a hurtful situation. Are you ready for this love relationship? And then I was reminded this morning of the scripture. I believe it's Philippians 4:8. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. And that just reminds us that as we're asking God for these love relationships, that we realize that we have to be anxious for no thing. That it'll come. Be ready, though, when it comes. Because he said in his word that he'll give us the desires of our hearts. So if you desire to have a love relationship, if you desire to be married, in other words, he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, when it comes, we don't know. But when it comes, are you really ready? Are you able to choose to love? Think about that as we go into this prayer. Let's pray. Most heavenly and precious Father, Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you for waking us up, for giving us a mind to pray. We thank you for this space and this place. For we know, God, that setting our time out to pray and to seek your face is honorable, Father. The word says, early in the morning shall I seek thee. Because there's something about seeking you. There's something about a place and a space and time set aside for you. And I know, God, that you honor that. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just having a mindset to pray. Father, forgive us for anything we have thought about or said that was not aligned to your word or your promises to us, oh God. Help us, Father God, to trust you and trust the process, oh God. This morning, Lord, we're praying over love relationships, oh God. Father God, some of us are asking you to send us that person, that partner, that purpose partner, the husband, the wife. Father God, we're asking you to send our person, Father. But Lord, we're also asking you, as we have heard the scripture on this morning, that you prepare us to love, that you help us to choose to love, that you help us, Father, to hold ourselves accountable to the love scripture, Father God. Help us to be patient and kind. Help us, Father God, to know that we should not keep record of wrongs, God. Help us, Father, to pace ourselves, Father, that we understand that this love walk is not an easy walk, but it's a worthy walk, Father. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, Father God, for this opportunity to ask about this, Father. We know, Lord, that many people may shy away and say, well, when God sends someone, it'll happen when you're not looking and all that. People have all kind of ways they think that love happens. But Lord, I'm told, Father, that what we desire, we pray for, Lord. You say, Father, in your word that we pray, you said to ask and we shall seek and we shall find, ask and knock and the door shall be open unto us. Father God, you said for us to come to you, Father, as the scripture reminded us today, be anxious for nothing but in prayer. You said, make our request known. And so, Father God, as we are trying to ask you and make this request known, God, Father, we come against any odd advice, God, that has been given to us that we have taken into account, Lord, and help us to throw all of that away, Lord. For we know that we can't do anything in this life without you. We can't even have a relationship, a good, healthy one, without you. And so, Father God, we pray right now, God, that you help us to seek your face concerning love relationships. Help us, Father, not to be shy about it. Help us to not to be ashamed of it. Help us, God, to know that everything we stand in need of or want is in you, and that you said to come to you, God. If this thing is heavy, burden and weighing us down, Father, you said to come to you. You said you would give us something light. And this thing here that's worrying us, maybe some of us are worried that we're going to be living alone. Some of us are worried that we'll never find that perfect one. Some of us are concerned that we won't have another chance. Maybe we've been married and we're divorced. But whatever it is, oh God, you said to give it to you and you will give us peace. You will give us rest. Father, you said you are all at while working on our situation. So Father, as we are requesting a love relationship, God, help us to know that you're all at while working on our situation. Help us to be reminded that your promises are sure, God, and you said in your word that you cannot go back on your word. You cannot go back and void out anything you have said to us, Father. So, Father God, help us to be hopeful in love. Help us to be expecting love. Help us, Father, to be ready for love, and help us to choose to love in the name of Jesus. Prepare our hearts and our minds for love, oh God. Help us to be intentional about love, God. Help us, Father, to be wise in our love dealings, oh God. Help us to know that we know that we know. And help us to, Father, understand that when you put it together, it will be right and it won't be hard. It won't be hard. Not saying that it won't be work, but it won't be hard to love. And so, Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We ask, God, that you help us to walk in great expectation, that our love is right around the corner, waiting for us. Help us to be ready when it comes. These things we pray in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for coming in. Be encouraged on this love journey, okay? I love y'all. I'm on this love journey, too. And listen, I'm going to be ready so I don't have to get ready. How about you? Okay, y'all. Until next time, I'll see you in prayer.